This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Maddie and Amy podcast.
All right, Tom, you've sold over 200 shows in the UK with your show Absolutely, and you're obviously bringing it down under now for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yes.
What can we expect from the Australian run of it?
What sort of expectations do you normally, what should I answer to that?
Well, I expect it to be funny. That's what I would love.
I was going to say, like, I can say, oh, it's going to be really funny, but I feel like that's a bit desperate.
No, but you need something.
It's a
you
bit
need to
cliche
sell yourself.
To just go, it's a really funny show.
Well, it's at the Comedy Festival, so you'd hope so.
Yeah, it's not enough just to say it's funny. I don't know. I don't know is my answer. Come if you want. I mean, do whatever you want.
Okay.
But if you're around, I'd love to see you at the show. Yeah, I think it's a similar thing in Melbourne. I live with my parents and I'm 35 because it's difficult to afford a place. And
yeah, I
also
can
I can't
that.
Cope. But sorry, I cut you off there. Sorry.
No, I was going to say it almost reminds me of like Step Brothers. Have you seen that movie?
No, I have not.
And they're 40-year-old brothers living with their parents.
Oh, yeah. And also we have a thing which I understand is on your news sometimes, Brexit.
Yes.
So people have been like, so I'm sort of in a position to buy, but I'm like, people are like, you want to wait to see what happens with Brexit first. So I'm constantly in this sort of stasis. Is it a stasis when you can't move forward?
I think so.
Arrested development sort of thing. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if it's like a gay thing as well. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
100%.
I lay everything at that doorstep. It's probably because I'm gay.
So do I. I do the exact same thing all
do
the time. Everything is because I'm gay.
But Lisa, you're moved out.
Yeah, I'm okay. Well, I don't live at home, but I'm also an independent lesbian.
She's got other issues laid at that doorstep.
Other issues.
I think I do that all the time and go, yeah, I'm gay. So, and the more people are like, yeah, but you know, you have lots more rights now. I'm like, no, you don't understand. It's very difficult. which it is. But my fear is if I move out as well, because I don't have a partner. And I don't have a family or anything, and I just sort of think that if I moved out, who am I going to talk to?
Like the cats.
The cats.
No, cats are boring. You need a dog or something.
A guinea pig. Yeah.
I feel like, but in the UK, you can have more exotic pets at home.
Can you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like easier for you to like to get reptiles and ferrets.
I couldn't cope with that.
Oh god, Amy's
reptiles and ferrets.
Amy's practice. I can't deal.
I would love to.
Really?
I'm a big animal fan.
Are you?
I want. Do you know what I really want? A pet tarantula.
They're
so cute and so furry.
Yeah, sure. I'm okay for that. But
same.
I'll be maybe. I'll stick with being lonely. But I sound a bit maudlin, don't I? But no, that is my situation. So that's one of the things I talk about in the show, and I sort of reminisce about a children's party I went to as a child and didn't fit in at.
What happened?
Oh, you'll have to come and see the show. Ten-pin bowling and being an awkward child, I think, never go hand in hand. And I also talk about my dad teaching me how to drive, which I have a good relationship with my dad, and I thought that would be a great way to end it. So, it's about that sort of thing.
Really. That's fabulous. I'm surprised you know how to drive if you're gay.
Yeah, I know, right? I think I did. I mean, I think I laid that at that. Oh, and I talk about being the only gay at a hen party. So,
wow.
Yeah, I get. Do you call them hen parties in Australia?
Yeah.
Or bachelorette parties. I know you sometimes copy America sometimes.
No, hens, I feel like usually.
It's hens.
Yeah, because like on like, you know, the bridal crowns that like they wear, it usually says like hens.
Hens and bucks.
Yeah.
Hens and bucks. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You have stag, don't you?
Stags. What's a buck? Is that like a...
I know it's a type of animal. Isn't it a bull?
Donkey? I don't know.
A donkey?
I don't think it's Lisa. It is not a donkey. But it must be short.
Ungainly animal. It must be something. I don't know. But anyway, that's one of the things I talk about. Are you both... I mean, is this a sort of an LGBT... What do we say? LGBT plus?
LGBTI plus community station.
LGBTI plus community station.
Yeah. Amy also stands for the A in ally. The only straight girl at the station, I'm pretty sure.
The only straight in the village.
I sort of knew it, to be honest.
Did you?
Yeah, as soon as I walked in, I was like, she doesn't fit with us.
It's those wings on her eyes.
Yeah. I was like, there's something not right. No, but that's okay. You're welcome here at our radio station.
Oh, thank you.
No, that's nice. How come you wanted to join Joy FM?
I feel like because I just want to be a voice for the allies, you know? I've got friends that are allies but don't know how to support it. So it's like, I don't know, cool doing a radio show where I can be like, it's nice to be an ally. Here's what we can do to support the community.
What do you do as an ally?
Well, I come to this radio station all the time.
Okay, fine.
That's one thing.
Okay.
I mean, I voted yes in a okay, postal
fine.
Vote.
Okay, fine. Okay, well, those are two great
things. Does that help?
Yeah, pretty in key. A postal vote, did you say?
Yeah.
So you couldn't even be bothered to turn up at the ballot station?
No, it was that we had to post it. This happened last year.
Did you not hear about our survey?
Oh, I did not know.
It was a big deal.
Oh, why? So why was it? You didn't go into a voting centre?
No.
So it could be more anonymous?
So that it could be more difficult for people to actually do it?
Really?
Yeah, because it was by the Tory government in Australia.
Oh, but gays love sending things. I'm always writing letters.
The gays do, but the straights don't. So the straights also had an opinion in this.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Sure, it was quite tragic.
But thank God it went to yes.
Yeah.
Only 63%, though.
Only 63%.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
63%?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was aware. I was more part of the celebration of it going through. I didn't pay that much attention to the details. 63%? What are those 37%?
We have a lot of bogans in Australia.
Well, yeah. This term I hear a lot.
What's the like the equivalent in the UK to a bogan?
Chav.
Chav, maybe? I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
No, chav's
a minger? Is
chav,
that a word?
A minger is an old-fashioned word.
That's Geordie Shore.
That's very Geordie Shore. Very sort of like 15 years ago, minger.
Oh my God, I only know that very because different. I watched Geordie Shore. I'm like, is that like a word?
No. Well, it is a word, yeah, but it's a bit like 15, 20 years ago.
Okay.
But that's right. But that wouldn't be, I don't think that's a bogan. Chav does get you, but chav is sort of, has become a little bit synonymous with just hating poor people. So people don't tend to say that so much in the UK. It's sort of like a bit of a snobby term. But that's okay. But it sort of has a similar connotation.
Yeah.
But bogan, so there's a lot of bogans who voted no.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because some are quite uneducated.
Sure.
Yeah. We also have an entire state known as Queensland.
Ironic, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's so right.
But they voted against.
I think so, yeah.
Most of them, that was
how,
like one of the
how
states.
How ironic.
I know, it's
what
very
were they
rude.
Thinking? Yeah, it's literally our land.
Yeah.
You'd think by that name. But anyway. Oh, well. So when was that? It was a couple of years ago, right?
No, 2017.
Yeah.
Not that long ago.
No,
time
not
flies
all.
When you're having fun planning your weddings.
It was a big deal here, of course. We all celebrated, which is nice.
Yeah. How did you celebrate? You're an ally.
Well, as an ally, I think, I don't know if I went to a party that night to celebrate it. I was at the State Library, though, when it did happen.
Reading?
Yeah.
Reading or picking up some pamphlets?
No, at our State Library, everyone goes like the steps. Lots of protests happen there, rallies.
It's very San Francisco, isn't it? Which I know the city gets compared to a lot.
Yeah, but everyone crowded around there.
They crowded around there.
Yeah.
Lots of candles, I imagine.
No candles.
It wasn't a candle thing?
No.
What was it, a flag thing?
Flag thing.
Yeah, it wasn't a vigil. It was like
a vigil. Oh, yeah. No, I was thinking of like candles on a
celebration.
What am I, I'm thinking, do you know what I'm thinking of is the film Milk. Did you watch that?
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Milk.
Yeah.
In San Francisco when they all turn up at the end
Penn,
and put candles down.
Wildest casting for that.
Sean Penn was unusual. I mean, I liked it as a film, but I don't really know what I don't know what Harvey Milk looked like. Well, I never met him.
No, nor did I. No, I just, I think of him as Sean Penn now.
Yeah, that's what I do. And I think, who else do I do that for? I've forgotten. Oh, yeah, Judi Dench as Queen Victoria.
Yes.
Very similar. Very similar. Yeah.
No, isn't Judi Dench in like a children's film? I feel like I know her
dressed
from something.
As Queen Victoria. You don't know who, are you saying you're on a gay radio station and you don't know
no,
who Judi Dench
is? I know who she is.
Fine, okay.
No, but I don't know her in as a queen.
As the Queen, you never watched Mrs. Brown?
No.
With Billy Connolly. Big no. film. Like around about the time
I'm
that
so
Minga
straight.
Was a big word.
Oh my
that is quite straight if you haven't seen that, to be honest. You've undone yourself as an ally.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't have a really strong working knowledge of all of Judi Dench's back catalogue, you may as well.
I don't.
You may as well have voted no, to be honest.
No, I should just leave the station.
You should leave the station, leave the state. Yeah.
Go to Queensland.
Go to Queensland, that's where they ironically hate gays, apparently.
Tom, I'm going to ask you about the show.
Oh, what do you want to know?
What,
this show or my show?
No, your show.
What do you want to know? There's nothing to know. You always people always ask like, what's it about? It's just fun. Just me being trying to be funny, telling stories and jokes.
I wasn't even going to ask that. Okay, I was going to ask, how do you prepare beforehand? Like, is there a ritual you do?
No.
I so think they would
what,
be.
What, like,
do
what?
You have a ritual before you do this show?
I sometimes drink some water.
Yeah. It's like saying to somebody like, oh, before you go to work, what's your ritual? Well, I get dressed and I leave. And I get, well, I mean, what do you imagine? What in your mind do you imagine?
Well, you know, like swimmers before they get ready for a
it's
race.
It's so different to swimming.
Well, because you're not in the water.
Yeah, sure.
But I would just assume, like, do you do some, like, stretches? Do you listen
to
music?
No.
Do you?
Well, sometimes, but I'm staying just across the road from my venue. So if I listen to music crossing the road, I'd probably, you know, get run over.
Yeah, by our trams here, right?
Very responsible.
By the trams, yeah, the San Franciscan trams. And what, so what else do you imagine? What, maybe some stretches?
Stretches.
Limbering up, putting putting a swimming cap on.
I'm trying to think, like, what other rituals people
do? Yoga.
Meditate.
Folding up a towel.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe working out what combination to put on my locker.
You only eat green M&Ms.
Only eat green M&Ms.
Yeah, true.
I mean, I used to be a bit more exercisey, but I've sort of gone back on that recently. I've not been very good at going to the gym. I might try and reinstate that now I'm in Melbourne. I feel like there's a lot of beautiful people here.
I feel like everyone that says that they haven't been to the gym in a while follows it up with, I think I'm going to go, I'm thinking about going back.
Yeah, everybody's thinking about going back.
You always think about it.
Oh, and all those, like, I think they're called thirsty Instagram posts, you know, and I've noticed this with gay guys who I happen to follow. They tend to love to put up a topless photo of themselves on Instagram. And I go, oh, I should be looking like that, shouldn't I?
No, because we were actually having a deep dive on your Instagram yesterday. Oh, and we love it.
Really? I have so many questions.
We have so many questions. So go on. If you've never seen Tom's Instagram, it's at Tom Allen.
At Tom Indeed, actually.
At Tom Indeed. Yeah. And it's just, it's incredibly wholesome, fully clothed.
Very wholesome.
Always clothed.
There's captions on the photos as well as beneath them.
Yeah, I'd go for that, yeah.
So you said that I was like 15 years ago with the word minga, but you put captions on your photos.
Yeah, what? Is that very
How did that happen? Like, why?
I'm very retro in every way. Like, as a teenager, I used to dress in Victorian clothing in a bit.
Really?
That I was gay, yeah, yeah.
To distract from it, to make no one think that you could ever possibly be gay in your Victorian dress.
Also, I think I always just wanted to live in a different time. Do you ever felt like that? Is it like being a, is that a fantasist? Is that what a fantasist is? Like living in like a, I always wanted to live in like a pretend world. Mm-hmm. I think the same thing with like people who like love Doctor Who. Like I'm not a huge fan of Doctor Who, but I can identify with that wanting to run away, wanting to be in a different place.
Yeah.
I want, like, everybody wants to be the Time Lord.
Yeah, totally.
He or she. Disappear whenever they have a new thing to do. Yeah, I like that idea.
Totally.
So captions on Instagram posts, just an extension of that. Also, I quite like it. I quite like the Georgia font I use.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's like a font. There's no like, because on Instagram, usually when you do like a story, it comes up with like a background for the text, but you just skip that. You go straight to just chucking it on.
Yeah. What do you mean? Like there's a background for the what?
Yeah, because usually like when you put text on, you've got the option. It's like highlighted. Like a highlight behind it.
Oh yeah, sometimes I do that, but sometimes, if it doesn't need it, I won't do it.
Oh, my God.
I think it's fabulous.
I try and be aesthetically conscious, but sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah, there's like a real theme.
I try and be tasteful. But at the same time, I think there are some people who did a design degree and I can never compete with them.
I mean, we're all designers on Instagram, are we not?
Yeah,
we
interior.
Not? This is not the age of the... What did you say, Interiorana?
We're interior designers.
Oh, I thought you said Interiorana.
No.
And I thought that's a great name for like...
A drag queen.
Yeah.
It's going to be my drag queen.
Who's obsessed with
name.
Interior design.
Yes.
Interiorana.
But I know that Amy,
what's the matter?
A giant fan of a band called Little Mix.
Oh, yes.
And there is a photo. You have no idea. We have a group chat, Lisa and them, I.
Do you know what they won the award for at the Attitude Awards?
Yeah, we saw
Ally.
That.
Ally.
Ally Award.
That's me. I am part of Little Mix now.
Wow. Very impressive. Yeah, you're in the same. Sorry, you're holding your hands
no,
up.
No, I'm just.
To high
I'm
five
like,
you.
I was kind of partying in the studio
with Little
here.
Mix. Yeah, yeah, you, Little Mix, are the main allies, I think. It's just you guys now.
Did you hear that?
Everybody else is actually out. Something.
Yeah.
With Jade and who was the other one?
Leanne. Was in the photo.
Jade and Leanne. They're really nice.
Yeah.
They were very sweet and they were, and I was like, when the photographs were taken, I was like, oh, you don't want to have me in it. Like some, you know, like some hideous crone that I am. And they were like, no, come on, get in the photograph too. They were very friendly and nice.
Well, they do live at Heaven at GAY. They're there every week.
Are they? A lot of people have done that, like built up their following.
Yes, Jade loves it. Jade is there at Heaven all the time.
Really?
Never once when I was there, but it's fine.
You know, I've been to all their concerts in Melbourne, and every time I've been, they do like a song for the LGBTI community. They dedicate one.
I cried.
Song? What song do they do?
Oh, what's I don't know.
The one about holding hands with, they did a duet with Jason Derulo.
Oh.
It's like, we're not holding
standing in the street holding hands or something.
Standing in the street holding hands.
Yeah, because like the gays can't
do
it, you know?
Which we love to do. Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. It is still... Do you hold hands with partner?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm very PDA.
PDA. Sounds like Peter A. It's like, who's Peter A?
Yeah.
PDA. I am a bit reluctant with PDAs, but I do like to hold hands. But I'm always aware of it. I think that's the difference, isn't it? Like, it always crosses my mind, like, oh, are people going to look?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, like, when I used to be with guys, like, it never crossed my mind, ever. And then, but yeah, since being with girls, I'm still the same, like... PDA all the way, but it's just in the back of your head.
You don't like to hold hands
I
with a partner?
I hate PDA.
Or just gays holding hands?
No.
really yo-yoing with the ally thing.
No, and anyone can hold hands. I just like not a fan. I also like clammy
you prefer,
hands.
So you prefer like nobody holding hands. That would be
no. Oh no. See, I love watching people in love.
That seems weird.
That seems creepy.
Yeah, really creepy.
Yeah, actually.
Where are you when you're watching? Are you just running behind?
I'm like standing from the window, like looking down.
Oh, that's nice with your binoculars. Yeah,
it's
cute.
Just, you know how it is.
But what you so you're worried about clammy palms?
Yeah, because I do, I have clammy hands.
Please.
No, I literally have clammy hands. It's all
finally another cause for you to get behind. Clammy hands.
Yes,
Clammy hands would be a great name for a drag queen, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
clammy like, hands would be the worst.
Clammy hands, like Clementine.
No, it's not cute.
She could be orange.
What do you mean?
An orange drag queen called Clemmy.
Oh, like Clementine. Oh, yeah.
I used to work in a supermarket. I should know that.
Clementines. Do you have clementines?
Yeah.
Tangerines. Do you have tangerines?
Yeah.
Satsumas.
We do.
And then mandarins.
Yes.
Mandarins we have.
We have all of those.
But we say mandarin.
No, mandarin.
I'm having mandarin?
All right, that's where Western Suburbs jumping out.
What is Western Suburbs? What is their accent?
The Western Suburbs, what is the Western Suburbs accent? It's
verging on little bogan.
No, it's not bogan. It's incredibly ethnic. Oh. The Western Suburbs is incredibly ethnic. Lots of second and third generation Europeans.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's the Europeans?
Yeah.
A European accent?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well. Oh,
Lisa and I are from different parts of town.
And where are you from?
What do you call it?
Amy is from Armidale, which is essentially...
Like, there's a soap in the UK called Emmerdale.
Yeah, it's essentially like Kensington in London.
Oh, Amy, that is fancy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I live with my parents. It's not that, like...
Sure, you'll have no criticism of that from me.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, why would you leave?
I know, I don't want to leave. And, like, I love my pets. They're at my home, too.
What pets have you got in your...
Two dogs, two cats, guinea pigs, a fish, and I foster kittens because I work with our RSPCA.
Those are all quite normal. That's fine.
Yeah, nothing, like, exotic, which is disappointing. But I have had hermit crabs. Is that an exotic pet?
I think... What? You've had what?
Hermit crabs.
Is that a...
You know...
You don't know hermit crabs?
I was wondering, is that like a...
It's not a disease.
No. I do not have the hermit crab.
No, they're cute. They're tiny little crabs and they get... Once they're big enough, they like swap shells. So you have to make sure that you've got like spare shells in their little
cute.
Cage.
Well,
yeah.
Like drag crabs.
Yes.
Wow.
I had one when I was little and it got really sick because we used to let it run around the house and I think it contracted something from the floor.
Yeah.
And like, it got really sick and spotty and died.
Oh, no.
I know.
Sad story.
You know, they're nocturnal too, and they also drop their legs
drag
off.
Drag queens. They're like drag queens.
Yeah,
they are drag queens.
Drag queens of the crustacean world.
Yeah. Tom, I'm going to ask another thing about you.
Okay, go on.
You're very accomplished. I hope you know this.
Well, grade 7 piano. Thank you.
Oh, whoa, that's pretty big. No, but seriously, you're a host of The Bake Off in the UK.
Wow.
I host Bake Off The Professionals, which is a professional spin-off of the other Great British Bake Off, which I think is available on Fox.
Yeah, I've seen it before. They do it in a tent, don't
another
they?
Another nocturnal animal. Fox, they do the normal one is in a tent. Yeah, where do you do yours?
We don't have one here, but I've watched it in a tent.
That's the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
I do the Bake Off The Professionals, and I'm also part of an after show we have called Extra Slice, which Joe Brand hosts. And I go around and people bring in their cakes to the studio and we talk about this week's show, Bake Off show. And then I go around and tell the people who brought in the cakes that their cakes are rubbish.
Oh my God, that's so fabulous.
Do you have like a degree for that? Do you have to be?
Yes, I did food technology to GCSE standard.
Oh, wow.
Which is a British exam.
There's 16. Hope for me yet.
A star, I got an A star. So if you want to talk about any part of that project-based course.
I just want to know, like, what's the worst cake that someone has given you?
Oh, that's a good question. A lot of them, they bring in, they look like hearts and things. They look like they're covered in blood and stuff. They look like a severed head.
Oh. I hate that. I'm automatically put off.
But also, a woman did bring in one that was made of breast milk, which I was a bit taken aback by.
Human?
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just milk.
Yeah, it's just plain old milk.
I'm figuring. I don't know. It's all the same to me.
Which I was a bit taken back by. I mean, you know, everybody's welcome to do their thing.
And did you eat it?
Absolutely not.
Wait, so like the breast milk was included in the cake?
Yeah,
or?
They used that to make the cake, I think.
But would it taste any different?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I've not really...
You weren't daring enough.
Yeah, I wasn't dairy enough, no. Dairy enough or daring?
Daring.
Enough? I wasn't
dairy also.
Daring enough. Dairy, yeah.
Good pun there, Lisa.
Lovely pun there, Lisa. It's a lot of wordplay here.
Wow.
Well, the thing is, I was going to ask, you've done a lot, obviously, but like, what's been your proudest moment so far?
Oh, well, that is a huge question.
I know, especially for this time in the morning.
A very mean, very nice question. I think the proudest thing I've done is probably the tour, actually, that I've been on in the UK. I didn't know who would come. I thought it'd be like five gays and their mum. And actually, we started off doing 30 dates I was booked in to do, and it wound up being loads. And we started off in, I say we, it was me standing there. I started off in small venues that held less than 100, and I finished up at the London Palladium, which is a big theatre in London where people like Judy Garland have performed. So I was very proud of that, and I put my mum and dad in the, there's they call it the Royal Box, where like the Royal Variety Performance was there, and like William and Kate were in that box. But when it was
watching
show,
you
for the Royal Variety, but when it was my show, I put my mum and dad in that box.
Oh my goodness! So you're like the royal baby. You're George.
Well, sure.
That's what. No, I thought I was George because I weighed the same as George.
Is there anybody you're not
born?
An ally with? Is there anybody you don't identify with?
The
they
royals.
The royals, the gays, the crabs, everybody.
The crabs. Oh my god.
Yeah. Sure. But yeah, so that was a big moment. And I thought that I was really bowled over by that whole experience.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
I love that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And now you're at the Melbourne International Comedy
and
Festival.
And now I'm at the MICFA.
I know, it's not a nice acronym. Sounds like a swear word. Another word for like a bogan maybe, rather than MICFA.
Yeah, sure. I am here and I'm very excited to be here. The last time I was here, I was supporting Sarah Millican. I don't know if you're... ever seen her shows, but she's a British comic who does very well in Australia as well as at home, and I was very thrilled to be supporting her and opening for her, rather, if you say opening, you like the first act.
Yeah.
She's always been such a hero of mine, such an inspiration, and taught me such a lot, so it was lovely to be here with her. And then 3 years later I'm back doing my own show at the Greek Centre, 7 p.m.
That's fabulous.
Can't wait.
Yeah, we can't wait. I'm so
come
excited.
Down.
I will.
Down.
I will. I've
It'll
been
be
stalking
nice to see
you.
Some nice gays there as well.
Yeah.
Can an ally come?
Yeah, the allies can definitely come.
I'm going to go front row and heckle you at the show.
Sure.
Now.
What are you going to heckle with, though? So I know.
I'm not sure. I'm not very, like, I'm a wholesome person, and I don't know how to
crabs.
Yeah.
I'll just talk about crabs.
Oh, the crabs. Yeah. I've got crabs. Just shout that. That should be such an odd heckle.
I will not say that out loud. Have you had any hecklers at your shows?
I thought you'd say, have you had any crabs? I have. Again, people always think like comedy's full of hecklers. But I think it's sort of I think there was a time when it was in bars and people were like, shut up, you're rubbish, get off. And, like, from the moment the comic stepped out. But I think comedy's in a really exciting place now because people have a bit more to say. People want to maybe listen to it a bit more and engage by laughing rather than just being aggressive.
Yeah,
so
totally.
Sometimes people shout out, but I don't mind. I like talking to people. I like interacting with the audience.
Yeah,
I
love that.
It's a live experience, you know, and the people who come are the right people. And the it's all just sort of, it's a nice experience, hopefully, for everybody in the room.
Before we finish this interview.
It's what?
I'm going to give you one little plug to really sell the show and for someone to come. What would you tell them?
Oh, listen, I won't stoop to that level. If you want to come, you can come. I won't be bullying people. I am very proud of the show. If you want to come, it's at 7 o'clock at the Greek Centre. And then I go on to Sydney after that. I don't know if anybody listens to this from Sydney. Is it Australia-wide?
Yeah.
Great. And I'm in Sydney at the end of the month. So if you want to come, come. But, you know, I'm not going to make a big deal about it. Like, if you've got other plans, I understand.
That's our job, I think. Because I think you should definitely go and see him. I've had a great time.
Oh,
so I can only imagine how much of a better time I'll have watching you, do you think?
Well, bless you for that. Bless you and tell your friends and bring your mom.
Thank you so much for having me.
This has been lovely.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.